Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
You might have thought the Bulldogs had a lucky escape last night over the Cowboys, 15-14. Jeez, they were lucky. I tell you, there's a bloke luckier than that. I was watching the news, Channel 10, with Sandra Sully on Friday afternoon. This is what Sandra had to say.
A student pilot has recounted the dramatic moment he fell from the sky, his plane plummeting to the ground at Camden. Jack Elvin and his instructors survived the crash and are now being treated in hospital.
And to find out how Jake is going, he joins us this morning. Morning, Jake.
Hey, Jake.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Mate, not too bad. How are you
going?
What
an afternoon.
Just living the dream out here, you know.
Now, Jakey, how you were with your, because you're a student pilot, you're doing your second ever flying lesson.
Yeah.
Your engine failed.
Talk us through the moments between you realising you had a problem and hitting the ground.
Yeah, well, there wasn't much of it, let me tell you. We're just doing some touch and goes, and just on takeoff, and one of them, engine dropped a couple of RPM, and I think the instructor thought I dropped the throttle, and I thought the instructor dropped the throttle, and so it was a couple of seconds of confusion, and then before you know it, the thing just shut right off, and we're heading for the ground a bit quicker than anticipated. So,
how high were you up?
Well, we're climbing to 2,000. We're at about 1,500, but which is not a bad height, but not high enough to make it back to the runway. So.
And then you're coming down. You're 1,500 feet. What's that? 500 meters.
Yeah,
that's a long way. You're going down. What are your thoughts as you? What did you see in front of you? Just trees.
Just big trees getting bigger real quick. I just kept thinking, shit, this is going to hurt.
I mean, in the movies, you know how you see them, and they go, oh, we'll find a spot here to land. How much time did you have between realising you had a problem and hitting the ground?
Let me tell you, when that prop stops turning right in front of you and everything goes dead silent, you're more thinking about, holy shit, what just happened, over where you're going to put the bastard. But anyway, we were trying to, there was a little paddock, but it was too close and it was filled with power lines. So we tried to make the runway, but as we're coming down, coming in hot, it was we were just too low to the ground. And
just whacked into the tree. Did you say to the pilot, is this much of a glider, this plane? I would have asked.
How are we going to do this?
I didn't know I signed up for the whole experience. I thought I was just still in the flying part. I didn't want the crash part of it.
So you're flying along, you're getting lower, and then there was this big mammoth tree. That actually the one that stopped you.
You crunched it.
So we actually cleaned up. We probably ploughed through about 100 metres of trees before we hit the last one. We cleared out a whole section of forest on the way through.
The greener you'll be on to you today.
And holy heck is what we say when we're live on air, FYI.
We'd have two shots go.
the last thing I remember, we hit the first tree we hit was like we clipped the top of it and it smashed the back of the plane and flipped it upside down, and that's sort of where my memory finishes. And then I just remember waking up hanging upside down in the rubble going, holy crap, we made it.
That's incredible. So you're basically unconscious from the first flip of the plane and then just thought, how did I get here? This is amazing.
Yeah, pretty much. And woke up down there and was like, holy crap, I woke up.
What about your instructor? Was he saying, you idiot, that was your fault? Like, was there blame going on between you two?
No, definitely not. It was pretty clear. Like, it dumped oil. Like, it was clearly an engine failure. He was, you know, obviously it was a situation he's not in every day either. So, he was more focused on trying to get in, and he was a bit worse. Obviously than I was. Just tried to help him out, get him out of the plane, get him back to hospital as quick as possible. So,
And Jake, you crawled out of the plane wreckage, you dusted yourself off, you filmed it.
But as a true millennial, you had enough sense of presence of mind to film it.
Well, it's not a good story unless you got the photos to go with it.
Exactly, because so no one would have believed you.
Mate, I walked into the hospital, so I drove an hour and a half up the road to go to a hospital closer to my house, and then I walk in there, I've got no shoes on me, I've got bark hanging off my Everest, sticks in the hair, blood sticks out. I'm walking the front of the security doors, and I'm there, go to the front desk, and they're like, what happened? I'm like, ah, oh, plane crash. And they're like, righto, psych ward, here we go. this bloke's off his rocker.
Are you getting, how long before you get back in a plane, Jake? Are you going to just jump back on the horse, as they say?
Yeah, no, I'll be straight back into it. There's no laying stuff around. I've had heaps worse injuries than this, so I feel like, you know, I was only a warm-up.
you will not have to go to the Royal East to show for a ride now, will you?
Yeah. Good luck finding an instructor.
They're nothing.
I've got my own rides going on out the
other side. Well, mate, are you okay? Because I saw you in hospital, so you're out of hospital now?
I am. This first day out, I've come out pretty good. I just had one surgery to sort of sew me back up, and I've just got a broken leg and a couple of things. But, yeah, nothing major at all.
Nothing.
You get worse playing rugby league.
That's right. Exactly right.
So, you'll be lining up for the West Tigers this weekend. Oh, that's it. Anyway.
They get a flogging every week.
They got to slow me down, mate.
Jakey, thank you very much for joining us. Mate, yeah, absolute pleasure. Hope it goes well. And let us know when you're going up next in the air, okay? Because I want to film it.
No, definitely. Yeah. We'll put the GoPro on at the start next time with the whole shot.
That's right.
Too easy, boys. Have a good one. Lovely talking to you.
See you, mate. Gotcha. That's Jakey Elvin, plane crash survivor. You don't often get that.
What a card.
Would love to know, though. Lucky escape. Oh. Like Jakey. Have you had one?
I wonder what his mum's like.
Holy.
Does it run in the family?
And he hasn't been drinking. No. That's sober. Yeah. 133353, your lucky escape, what was yours? Let us know. And we got those Luca chocolate Easter egg chocolate ambers for you this morning.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
But we thought this morning, lucky escapes, what has yours been? We'd love to know. We've got Troy from Gosford, 133353.
Troy?
Yeah, morning, boys. Mine was basically when it was Christmas and I was given a bike. And I thought, oh, I'll go to the nearest hill and go for a ride on it. I didn't think to, you know, check the brakes and all that sort of thing. And then I discovered halfway coming down the hill, the brakes weren't put on properly. And thought, oh, it's okay, I can veer into where I've got to go to get in safely. And in the end, I hit a fence and snapped my arm off.
Off.
He's only got one arm. He's pretty arm harmless.
That's what happens when parents put things together the night before.
Vanessa, good morning, Vanessa.
Morning, Paddy. Morning, Rob. How are you guys going?
Not bad. Right. What was your lucky escape?
Well, I've had a few lucky escapes, guys, but this is a good one. I went away with a few girlfriends for a long weekend, and there was about 12 of us on a mountain biking trip down to the Blue Mountains. And we went to this park called Yellowmundi Park, and it's really known, really, really, really well known for wild pigs. And we were chased by three pigs out of the bush doing mountain biking, and my girlfriend broke her arm.
Oh, there you go.
Three pigs came out of nowhere.
Pigs, three pigs.
Where'd that pig come from?
There was Rob, there was myself. Who was that other bloke that was with us, Rob? We got Ian from Hemlin Terrace, lucky escape. Ian, what was yours? Ian.
Yeah, how you going, mate? Mine was back in the late 80s, living with two blokes playing first grade soccer for Quakers, and they went out big night on the Friday night, and I'd regoed my car and didn't have no money to go out, and they're saying, oh, come on, I'll give you $20 to go out, and I went, no, it's all right. Anyway, long story short, the boys come home, I hear them come home at 4 in the morning, tanked, and just sort of got back to sleep, and I heard an explosion. It was a light globe exploding from the heat. Old Paddy had put the fish fingers in the deep fryer on the stove, and about 3 to 5 minutes to live if I didn't wake up.
Holy, and so he went to sleep.
He's gone to sleep after putting on.
The old barn doors in the kitchen, like the Westerns, they were on fire. I went through there, picked him up, got him near the front door, rang next door for the fire brigade, calling out, Steve, ring the fire brigade. His name was Pete, so I was panicking. And I come back and I said, where's Pat? He goes, oh, he's still in there. Where I dropped him near the front door, he'd gone back to sleep.
Oh, he was
that
fool.
That he's gone. Oh, jeez, mate.
That is
a narrow escape.
Yeah, the fire brigade said by the smoke stains where they were, right just near the bedhead. He said you just wouldn't have woke up, mate. That would have been gone.
Holy jeez, mate, that is a lucky escape.
That
another
is bloody
one,
lucky,
mate. We've got some Luca chocolates, Easter chocolate hamper for you, mate. Well done, Ian.
Beautiful, thank you, mate.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now, and you'll never miss an episode.